the tree that can hide and be safe.
All the same thing. All the same meaning. Mm-hmm.
And in football, you run toward the
goal. Way go.
Say if you're about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
Just, if you
answer
the
same time, yes, hush. Told you three or four times.
The child would say, give me another
chance.
And someone always catches on to a joke and say he has a good sense of
humor.
Okay.
Remember.
And if we were planning to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And say, well, he didn't actually know what was going on, but he what he knew at all.
I thought he knew it all.
Well, if you mean he pretended, you said he
made out like he knew.
Huh?
Made out like he knew.
Okay. Say a child left his pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. You say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And you say, I have just bought him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
And yesterday he
written a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write a letter.
And you say, I wrote him in the time I was getting an
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and
made out the address.
Okay. Any old fashioned way of saying that? Do you ever hear people say back the letter?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I never did it. Not a whole lot.
And you say, well, I was going to write it, but I didn't know his
address.
Said something, the child was doing something dangerous, like walking along the top of a fence, and you've been expecting him to fall off. You've been telling everyone he was going to. And someone runs in the house and tells you that he's falling off. You say, I just
told him he was going to fall.
Or I just what that was going to happen.
Knew it was going to happen.
And something a child plays with, you call a
ball.
Or just anything that they play with would be
toy.
Huh?
Toy.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called a playground?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
About as much as half toy.
Uh-huh. People just call it a
play pretty.
Is that the same thing as a toy?
Toy, yeah. It's, it could be any kind of a toy.
Uh-huh.
Robert? You better be in there studying, son.
Come on.
Or be in the bathroom. One, two.
Say a child learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle.
Yeah.
You wanted to know where he learned it. You'd say, who?
Taught that. Or who'd you get it from?
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things going in your yard, you'd go out and
yeah, there's some flowers.
You better be in there studying. So.
And something of the child is always running and telling on the other children. You call him a
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yeah.
No. What does it mean?
Oh, well, just to get it. Just one telling on another.
Uh-huh. What about the word pimp?
Yeah.
What's
you heard that too.
How's that?
Said he's pimping on him.
Uh-huh.
Pimping for him.
Natural born
pimp.
Yeah.
And say you give someone a bracelet, you want to see how it looks.
Yeah.
You say, go ahead and
put it on so I can see how it looks.
Okay. And you say, he moved here in 1960 and he's been living here ever
since.
And that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And you say, those little boys get mad and
fight.
And yesterday they
fought.
Ever since they were small, they have
been fighting.
Or they have done what? They have
fought.
Uh huh. And you say she
stabbed him.
And say a teacher goes into a classroom and sees a picture on the blackboard. She might ask who
painted the picture on the blackboard. Put the picture on the
blackboard. If you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on the roof, you'd use a pulley block and roll it to
hoist it up.
Uh-huh. And